Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at Gateway Film Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. And we're at the Gateway Film Center as usual. John, what do you got for me today?
Well, you know, there's a film that's come out recently called The Fifth Estate.
And yeah, about Julian Assange.
Yeah, whistleblowing Wikipedia. Me too. Whistleblowing WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he WikiLeaked?
Yeah, he did.
He took a WikiLeak.
Yeah, and his fate is still uncertain.
Okay.
But it strikes me that there are other whistleblowing films that we could talk about just to.
Well, first of all, I got it. But is this movie any good?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Okay.
So we have to look at ones we've seen. And you
clearly.
Know,
otherwise, this would be a very short program.
Yeah, you know, when I was thinking about this, I had three categories.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations.
Yeah.
Cops.
Right.
And government.
Cops, I know right off.
I know you do. But
Serpico.
Serpico, okay. Yeah. But you know something? I found that I had double the number of corporation whistleblowers than I did government.
Is that right?
And it's granted my 3-2-1. Granted, my list is not full. But when I took The Fifth Estate, and then I had 3 days of The Condor, Elysium, and The King of Them All the President's Men.
Yes.
I pulled those four out. But then I had eight for corporations.
All right.
And you know something.
Well, The Insider.
Yeah, good one.
Right? Russell Crowe and Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Blowing the whistle on the big tobacco.
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, yeah, we had The Firm, which was Tom Cruise. Remember the corrupt law firm?
Right.
Okay, so I look at that law firms as corporations. A classic, Erin Brockovich.
Oh, yeah. She's blowing the whistle on people who are, what?
Well, it's the city water supply. It's a Chinatown kind of syndrome. It's a company that's the power company.
Wait, what are you talking about, Chinatown syndrome? You're conflating your movies.
No, I'm just
Chinatown
saying.
Is
Chinatown is about water. It's about water going into Los Angeles.
And then the China syndrome is a different whistleblower.
Right, but it's about the power company.
Now, that'd be interesting. We mash those up. The Chinatown syndrome.
Yes, the power company is polluting the city water supply.
Right, okay. Now, you'll remember Silkwood.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
With Cher.
Yes.
And who else?
With Meryl Streep.
Yeah, Meryl Streep, Mike Nichols.
Good one.
Based on a true story.
Yeah, the plutonium plant.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of corruption going on there. One that probably you liked, and I did too. I found it very intriguing and very challenging. Minority Report. I shouldn't do that. 3-2-1. Isn't that cop? That's not cops.
That is cop. Well, it's cops and corporations.
Yeah.
Right?
So let's maybe hold off on that one. I don't know why I had that. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where we are right now.
Well, we're still on corporations.
We're still on corporations.
So let's talk about the original whistleblower. Or not the original, but certainly the most famous of all the whistleblowers here that you don't always think of as a whistleblower because his performance is so fantastic. You forget he's just a guy busting a union.
On the waterfront.
You got it. I knew you would know that.
Yeah, right. And you don't think of that as a whistleblower movie, you know, because of the mob element.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Once the mob kind of makes its way into the narrative, then you start thinking of it as a mob movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When you start talking about that, you can say, like, Goodfellas or Donnie Brasco is a whistleblower movie, and to some degree, right? But
no,
they're
that's
really
good.
Gangster movies.
Yeah.
But it just, the line blurs. Genre line gets blurred.
Yeah,
there.
No, but I think it's a neat idea to consider them a corporation,
which
in fact they really are. Then if you look at the government, which was my second biggest list, but only by half. We know we have the All the President's Men.
Mm-hmm.
So Redford,
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, Richard Nixon.
Hal Holbrook.
Yeah, oh boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Richard Nixon is not in that movie.
There's something about him, though. And anyway, but you have that, the classic against the government in a sense.
Yeah. But you know what I love about whistleblower movies? What I think is interesting about whistleblower movies is when the whistleblower puts you in this weird position. Like, okay, Serpico, for instance.
All right, cops now.
Cops,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
The whistleblower, you know he's doing right. You know he's doing right, but by doing right, he's disrupting a system that is arguably very useful.
Yes.
You know these cops have it hard. You know these cops are, their lives are on the line every day. So it's good guys against good guys in a way, but the whistleblower movies have to take some licenses so that the guys getting the whistle blown on them are villainous enough so that the hero can, or three, two, so that the protagonist can enlist the audience's sympathy. When it's corporations, it's different. You're instantly, you hate the corporation.
Yeah. It's hard for us to believe that there could be any corruption in our police force. And these movies always face us with that possibility. Mm-hmm. So I think I agree with you. It's very difficult for us to get over that feeling that, that can't be true.
Right.
Now, one of the oiliest of them all was, and I'm forgetting his name, Richard Gere.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the movie? He played a sleazy cop, and I've forgotten the name of it, but it may not be as important. It's just that Gere was, to me, the essence of the smooth cop.
Oh, let me get that name for you. So,
Came out a few years ago.
Yeah, I think it came out a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about...
I don't even have it on my list.
What's that?
I don't even have it on my list.
It was kind of a B movie that had some decent reviews, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to look them up. All Affairs.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, good.
Okay, so good.
So then you have Richard Gere in Internal Affairs, a film not too many people have heard about, but to me he was handsome, aging, and slick,
mm-hmm.
and therefore more insidious than anybody else that I've seen.
Right.
And then you can get the other one that I had on my list was Prince of the City.
Yeah, which is one of the other great, one of the other great police informant movies, directed by Sidney Lumet, who directed Serpico.
Yeah,
so
that's
this
right.
was a guy who was no stranger to police corruption.
And
I mean, that
City,
was a favorite theme
great.
Of his.
Yeah, even Dog Day Afternoon, no?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
He did.
Yeah,
Sidney Lumet directed Dog
so
Day
So those
Afternoon.
Great city crime stories. But back to the government, an old-timer, 3 Days of the Condor with Robert Redford, a really convoluted film. Darren.
But that was more of a fantasy film. That was like one of these paranoid...
Yeah, CIA.
That was one of these more paranoid spy thrillers.
Yeah, yeah, right,
you know?
With the CIA. Yeah.
Right. I don't know if I would consider that a whistleblower movie in the true sense.
Yeah, all right. And then most recently, Elysium.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
With Matt Damon.
So what's he blowing the whistle
on? Really good. He's actually he's one of the manufacturers of these cyborgs.
Okay.
And he has to go against them. But in fact, the big issue is that the rich people have their place some way up in the sky, and nobody can get there, and he's going to bust through for the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's against the government.
Okay.
So I don't know very much more. I just would like generally to say...
I think you hit on it. I didn't think about that going into the show, but you can break them down into those three categories.
Yeah.
Your police whistleblower, your corporate whistleblower,
right.
and then your... What did you say?
Your government.
Okay. And your government whistleblower.
Right.
I think that's an interesting way to look at it.
I just thought there'd be more government whistleblowing, and yet find out there's more corporation.
Well, when you look at it, when you scratch the surface, isn't Mr. Smith Goes to Washington a whistleblower movie?
Good. That's
right?
A great call. Yeah.
I mean, he ends up discovering a sort of cover-up in his attempt to pass certain legislation, but then... The movie kind of turns that corner, and he's a whistleblower.
Yeah.
You know?
And for us today, when you have the big judgment that looks like it's going down for J.P. Morgan Chase, $13 billion maybe, that they'll have to pay. How does a corporation pay $13 billion? I guess.
It's because they have $26 billion.
Jamie Dimon will have to come up with half of it, but I'm sure he will. But anyway, those corporations are perhaps closer to us than the other two and more profound if you consider the amount of money and how they can affect us directly. So maybe we have more interest in corporate.
What about Michael Clayton? You speaking of corporate.
Right? Good, good.
George
excellent.
Clooney.
Excellent. Yes.
George Clooney versus Tilda Swinton.
Yes, that's a definite corporation. He comes in as the fixer, right?
Right.
and he faces the corruption, and he just can't take it anymore.
I'll tell you what, the last 2 minutes of that movie are George Clooney's finest moments.
He is good.
In film.
Yeah.
It's him just silently riding in the back of a taxi cab. And the weight of that story is just, you know, sitting on his face. That was a bad phrase. The weight of the movie up until that point, the weight of the story is just, you know, weighing on him. And it's just his face. And it's, you know, Clooney always relies on his charm and his sort of mannerisms. But certainly the camera and he get along very well in the last couple of minutes of that film.
It's a great choice. It's a very long sequence. If you remember, they may be running some credits along with it.
They start to, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long sequence. And I think maybe you're hitting it that is the essence of what we're talking about. Everybody has to stop and think, when you look at these three categories, how we can be affected by it. And it's not easy. And it's not easy to pick out the bad guys and the good guys.
Yeah, and the consequences of blowing the whistle, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make things better, ultimately. But you're going to hurt a lot of people along the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's a painful process. I think maybe that's why there's not too many whistleblower films.
Right. But you know something? When there are, we're going to be here to deconstruct them.
That's right.